Every sunrise brings you one day closer to the moment you see Jesus face to face. Are you living like life is long or like Christ's return is near? In a culture drowning in distractions, God is quietly calling Washington and you back to himself. Take the next few minutes and let this message reset your heart, your hope, and your priorities. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day and that you are ready to dive into God's Word. Couple housekeeping items before we get started. First, if you enjoy this series on loving our neighbors, not thrones, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Second, if you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It helps us to lay a foundation each and every month so that FPIW and FPIW Action are on solid footing so we can move forward. We're looking for those monthly donors, $5, $10, $20 a month. Anything that you can invest in our ministry would be greatly appreciated. And we want to dive into that. So we are in Romans chapter 13, and we talked about government in verses 1 through 7, and now we are starting in verse 8, and we're down to verse 11 here in just a moment. So let's read our scriptures for the day and dive in. It says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not commit murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it's summed up in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing that the time that is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep." Here, this is what we're going to focus in on today. "For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed." Okay, we're going to come back to that. "The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of the darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexuality or promiscuity or sensuality, not to strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its flesh." All right, so here we go. We're going to dive in. This is going to be awesome. Into that second part of verse 11, it says, "For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed." All right, so salvation is an amazing thing. First off, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, maybe more accurately, when Jesus accepts you, however you want to look at that, you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So when that happens, salvation is there. You have salvation. And then each and every single day after that, it gets closer and closer and closer to salvation from this world, to be in the presence of Almighty God. So that is an exciting time to be in the presence of God. Heaven is going to be such an amazing place. You may be thinking, I love where I live. I love this area. But heaven is going to be 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times better than where we live right now. All right, our big idea is every day brings you closer to seeing Jesus face to face. Can you say amen to that? Aren't you glad that you get to see Jesus face to face? Let's look at the question of the day. Do you live more like life is long or like Christ's return is near? Do you live more like life is long or like Christ's return is near? So as we dive in, think about that salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. Now, you may not be a Christian yet. You may not have believed on Jesus Christ for the salvation of your sins and the redemption of your sins. Well, today is the day of salvation. Confess Jesus as Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. That is what we want to hear happening in your heart and in your mind. You might be an elected official. You might be, I don't know, you might be a business owner. You might be whatever you might be. God wants to see salvation come near to you today like never, ever before. Let's look at some other scriptures. In Philippians chapter 3, it says this, "For our citizenship is in heaven." Hallelujah! We have citizenship in heaven, for which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we have ultimate citizenship in heaven, and we're waiting for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And for us as the church, he's going to appear in the clouds and he's going to show up and bring us right out of this place. And that will be a great gathering away with Jesus. And it's going to be a beautiful day of resurrection. It's going to be a day of glorious day to be in his presence. And then this Jesus will transform the body of our humble state into the conformity with the body of his glory. So he's going to give us this transformational body. I don't know about you, but maybe you're like me and you like struggle with your weight at times. So you like work on not having those extra pounds and you want your body to be somewhat healthy. I want to encourage you, when you stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, your body will be transformed into your glorious body that he has prepared for you. So it's not only about the physical and tangible, but for some of us, it's emotional health. For some of us, it's our desires that will be healed. For some of us, it's our thought life that's going to be completely healed. For some of us, it's going to be our financial life. So for some of us, it's going to be a whole host of things. Anything where sin has crept into this world will be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of Almighty God. And it says this, by the exertion of the power that has even to subject all things to himself. So do we steward things in the public square today? Of course. Of course we steward them. That's what God has commanded us to do, cultivate and keep the land. But do we look forward to the salvation that Jesus is going to bring where we stand in the presence of Almighty God and we're able to be redeemed and bought by the blood of Jesus and to be in his, and to be in his presence with our transformed everything? Everything will be subject to him. That is going to be a powerful day. So Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Hebrews also talks about this in Hebrews 10, 24. I'm going to start at verse 23. It says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. So if you are a believer in Jesus Christ today, do not waver. I don't care if they're making fun of you. I don't care if they're putting you down. I don't care what they might be doing to you. Jesus Christ has redeemed you and bought you by the blood of by his blood, and that you stand secure and in the promises of God. People may be making fun of you, maybe putting you down in the public square today, but you have an unwavering hope in Jesus Christ. For he has promised is faithful. I know it seems like a delay in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he who promised is absolutely faithful to redeem us. He is faithful to redeem us. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. That is what we're working on today. I'm trying to stimulate you on to love and good deeds. Why? Not deeds to save you, but deeds that constantly are sanctifying you and using you and just shaping your life, because you are living for the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are living for the righteous one, the holy one, the Alpha and the Omega. You are living for the one who goes before you in all things. And this is the day of salvation. And today we see Jesus coming into our hearts, not forsaking our own assembling together as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So we are to encourage one another on each and every day. So if you're in the down in the valley and you're in a pit or you're in a fallen down place, I want to encourage you. Today is the day of salvation. Get up, dust yourself off, walk forward in the things of God. Do not worry about your stumbling. Give it over to God. Say, God, I have fallen in this area. I have made a mistake in this area. I have messed up for the 100th time. I give it over to you. Holy Spirit, prompt me what I need to do next time. Show me where I need to step in faith next time and not in disobedience. Give me that warning that I may need in that moment. Because the fact is, how we love each other is important. And if you're so worried about ourselves, we won't have the opportunity to love others today. So going back to our verse, Romans 13, 11, the second half, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. You're closer and closer to seeing Jesus face to face. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we look forward to seeing your son, Jesus Christ, face to face. When that trumpet sounds and we are called up into the clouds, we look forward to being in his presence. God, go before us today. Surround us today. God, move in our hearts and our minds that we may see and know that we are in a place of surrender to you, that you are sanctifying us, that you have redeemed us, that you have bought us back so that we may be free. Lord, let us not turn our freedom into a license to sin, but a freedom to glorify you, to bring attention to your name. God, you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Holy One. And we just proclaim you today. We pray over Washington State. We pray salvation over Washington State, over every elected official, over every voter, over every person who participates in the public square. We pray that they would come and bow their knees before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. We pray for Bob Ferguson, that he would come to know Jesus, that he would walk with Jesus in an intimate way. God, we pray for President Trump. We pray for the same thing, God. Salvation, salvation, salvation. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Let there be an authentic move of your spirit and across our state. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.